T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And I got an icon on the line right now, and I got to get to him. I bet he lights up from time to time, too, doesn't he? From SeatGeek.com, the great Brian Billick is with us. Hi, Brian.
Guys, how you doing? We're having some fun now, aren't we?
Well, we are, but you know what it is? We're 4-1, Brian. We're feeling pretty good right now.
I know. With all the time we've been doing the show and the try, I mean, life's pretty good right now. I hope the fans can appreciate it.
Well, you know what? I still could drive, get my car, and get to that game tonight. I don't have tickets. What do I do, Bri?
Yeah, you know, you got to get that SeatGeek app. Put it on your phone. You go to SeatGeek.com. You see what tickets are available. You see what's a good price and a bad price. Best of all, everything on SeatGeek.com is 100% guaranteed in terms of the transaction. And put that promo code Billick in there, and you're going to get $20 off your first purchase.
That's the way to do it, Brad. Great job. Now, I got to ask you something. I guess you encountered a Thursday game somewhere in your coaching career. Do you like it? Because we in Philadelphia are struggling with having another game this quickly.
Yeah, I mean, just from a fan standpoint, great. Yeah, more football, the better. As a coach and as a player, no, I didn't like it. I didn't like we coaches like our routines. And we don't like the fact that it's disrupted, that it's so close to the previous game. You like the little mini-bye coming up. But and I don't like I think it's a competitive disadvantage sometimes. If I have to play a Thursday night, everybody plays a Thursday night. But if I have to play a Thursday night on the road, and those in my division, there are others that don't, that's a competitive disadvantage. So my wife always used to get after me because, you know, we'd have a Thursday night game and you get it done. And she's going, well, wait a minute. If you can get it done between Sunday and Thursday, why don't you do that every week and just take Friday and Saturday off?
Yeah, but coaches don't think that way, right,
No,
Brian?
You're going to fill that void of time.
All right, Brian, here's the thing now. Does it make it even harder for the Eagles when the guy you're preparing for has the skill set of a Cam Newton?
It's always tough. And Cam Newton, they're playing well right now. Yeah. And you're right to bring that up because on our show Playbook, we've been talking about the progression of Cam Newton. You know, it's tough enough with Cam Newton because of what he can do running out of the pocket. But now you add a Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And now you really got to load that box. And that leads to now bigger plays to Benjamin and Funchess, or like last week with this Ed Dixon, had 5 receptions, 175 yards. So as you start to bring those linebackers up, bring the secondary up to stop the running game of McCaffrey and Cam Newton, and Cam Newton's been brilliant. The question is, can he sustain it? Do you really want to expose Cam Newton to these kind of hits for the entire season? But it presents a tough task for a defense.
Right, and Cam's the kind of guy, though, right, Brian, where if he doesn't start well, you might not get the effective version of him.
Every quarterback can get streaky. You're right. And more importantly, if you can get to him and hit him a little bit, that's what happened the other day. They didn't get a lot of clean shots on him, so he's feeling good about himself in terms of both running the ball and then now he's going to raise up and hit the ball down the field. So you got to, of course, every defensive coordinator I've ever known or have ever had starts out his Wednesday meeting by going, well, we got to hit this guy. He doesn't like being hit. Like there's guys out there that like to be hit. But Cam Newton, and he's big. And, you know, people don't, until you've met him, this is a big physical guy now.
Right.
But those hits on him do affect the timing of what he wants to do.
So why don't I blitz more early? Should I be doing that?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
And there are run blitzes and protection blitzes. But now keep in mind that one-on-one on the outside, now you leave yourself vulnerable. Sometimes you make it easier for a quarterback when you pressure because you keep the one-on-one matchups easier to identify. So like everybody will say, you got to change it up. But you've got to build that box and hope your back end. Because if you don't, if you stay passive on the back end to account for you, okay, we're just not going to give up the big play to Carolina down the field, then they can beat you to death with Cam Newton and Christian McCaffrey and the other back, Stewart.
Hey, Brian, we're still kind of figuring out how good we think the Eagles can be this year. You're a coach. How did you tell when you're 5 games into a season? By then, did you know if you had something special?
Well, the second quarter of the season, we always break it into quarters, right? Or like the second quarter of a game.
Yeah.
You know, by the second quarter of the game, you kind of got it figured out. Okay, the second quarter of a game, the team we're playing, this is how, these are the blitzes they're going to have. all right, we've seen the personnel and formation packages they want to run. And we've seen you get a general idea. It's like, you know, in a boxing match, you kind of test each other out. Okay, now we know what's going to happen. Well, it's the same way in the season. But you get to the second quarter, you got a pretty good idea of what's working, what's not, where some of your vulnerabilities are. I tell you what the Eagles fans ought to get excited about is just look at the numbers. Carson Wentz is going to, if he stays on pace, is going to be well under 600 throws. He was over 600 throws last year.
Okay.
Threw for 3,700 yards, 16 touchdowns, and 14 interceptions. He's going to be under 600 throws, throw for almost more than 800 yards, double the touchdowns, and cut the interceptions down. That's got to be – now, he's got to sustain it. I understand that. That's pretty exciting. And a lot has to do with the fact that LeGarrette Blount now adds a physical element. That's a quarterback's best friend. But Carson Wentz, the jump from year one, which was a solid rookie year. We've talked about that many times. And both are above 62%. So it's not like he's completing more passes. His productivity with fewer passes, that's got to get Eagles fans excited.
Well, there's one stat that I'm struggling with, Brian, that you could help me with, and it's his amazing success on third down conversions. He's at 53% right now. Is that sustainable, or could I say, well, maybe he just benefited a little too much from situations?
Well, that's pretty high, and you got to figure it's going to come down. But I tell you what a big part of it is, you're in more convertible third downs because of that physical running game.
Right.
And that's all part of it as well. I haven't looked at the numbers specifically to see their average attempt on third down and where they are in third and long. But, you know, I'll tell you, it's real complicated. Third and long is harder to convert than third and medium and third and short.
They've had a lot of them. They've done well in it.
Yeah, well, and that's huge. It sustains the drive. What's more important is they're generating first downs on first and second down. Third down's important. The average team is going to attempt about 12 to 13 third downs a game. Right. And if you lead the league, and at 50%, you'd lead the league, you're talking about, you know, six. Well, that's great to keep six drives going, but that's not enough in itself to distinguish you. You got to get first downs on first and second down, and the Eagles are doing that as well.
Brian, who's going to win tonight?
Boy, this is when was the last time we were this excited about a Thursday night game?
Really? We don't know how to react right now.
Yeah.
Tell us.
This is pretty good. You know, it's evenly matched. Both teams are good. Both teams are hot. You know, you got to lean towards the home team a little bit, but they're both East Coast teams. Short week having to travel, that's a lot. So if I had to pick, and it has nothing to do with the fact, I think the Eagles right now could be the best team in the NFC, clearly the best team in the NFC East for my money. But Carolina, you could make the same claim. But the fact that a short week they've got on a road, boy, if I'm a betting man, I'd probably have to go with Carolina.
Brian Billick, go to SeatGeek.com and follow him at it's at Coach Billick, right, Brian?
You got it.
Hey, Coach, thank you. Thanks very much
for coming on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.